Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Lynn Morella, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, ethics expert extraordinaire, author of two books on the topic In Search of Ethics and To Lead is to Serve. I encourage you to check those out, folks. You will thank me later. LynnMorella.com, M-A-R-R-E-L-L-A, LynnMorella.com is his website. You'll get smarter when you get there. Lynn, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the power of character, the words to live by. Now let's talk about the essence of character.
What I'd like to do with a few minutes that are left, Jim, if you don't mind, is talk about what will matter. This is some information I got from my colleague Michael Josephson from the Josephson Institute of Ethics out in California, who's the founder of Character Counts. And he put together this little poem entitled What Will Matter. I want to read it to you.
Okay.
How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. What will matter is not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others to emulate your example. What will matter is not your competence, but your character. What will matter is not how many people you knew, but how many people will feel a lasting loss when you're gone. What will matter is not your memories, but the memories that live in those who loved you. What matters how long you'll be remembered, by whom, and for what. Living a life that matters doesn't happen by accident. It's not a matter of circumstance, but a matter of choice. Choose to live a life that matters. Your character is your destiny.
You know, Lynn, what you're describing is having something in your life that you're devoted to that's greater than yourself. Right? Isn't that the essence of what he was saying?
Essentially, if you can transcend to a higher purpose in life, if you can transcend from success to significance, you're on the right track.
Subordinate your ego just long enough to put others above you.
Amen.
Servant leadership, basically, in a lot of ways. If you put it in the marketplace, we call that servant leadership. You know, I try to talk to CEOs, small business CEOs on my show about subordinating your success to the success of the people around you and making sure that they're wildly successful in their assignments, because if you do that, if you own the company, it all aggregates for you.
That's right. You're the exemplar.
And look at what you did. You made them feel fulfilled while they filled your treasure chest, so to speak, and then you got the benefit of doing what you just said. You got people who were happy that they followed you.
Jim, when we were growing up, our parents told us to mind our P's and Q's.
Yeah.
In my last book, I talk about minding your C's and your P's. So my definition of servant leadership is this: caring plus character plus competence, built on a foundation of purpose, passion, persona, and presence. So it's three C's: caring plus character plus competence, and the four P's: purpose, passion, persona, and presence.
How do we get people to sit still for this type of thing these days?
Well, I think when they understand the benefits of it, you know, what I just gave you was the leadership equation, but I also call it the happiness equation.
Right.
Because when you have a purpose in life and you serve it with a passion. You know, it was Dr. the medical missionary.
Schweitzer?
Dr. Albert Schweitzer said, yeah. I can't tell you what your destiny is going to be, but I can tell you this. Those of you who are truly going to be happy are those who found a way and how to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is a byproduct of service. And how many people do you know that are volunteering to help in so many different causes that are truly happy people?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a function of money. It's not a function of position. It's a function of service.
And there's something, there is absolutely the power of subordinating your ego and seeing it come alive, seeing that transfer of energy to someone else who didn't have it. and you've got it, you've got extra, you can make more. They don't have it. They're having a hard time making more. The power of transferring your energy to them and you making more and seeing it come alive in them is it's a life changer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you understand, Jim. I think you understand it all.
Well, I've learned a lot from you being here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter and I told you we'd feel better when Lynn Morella joined us, and so we did. Hey, Lynn, I'm so happy you're here. I hope you'll come back real soon.
At your beck and call.
Okay, thanks. Lynn Morella, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget 2R2Ls.com on the end of that. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting, and reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.